All right, so it's been 48 hours since we were with you. And there has a, I mean, I've got pages and pages of notes because things are changing, you know, by the minute, by the quarter of the hour, by the hour. But the first thing that I had written down, look at that, the top of that, it is leaders and leadership is important. It is so important right now. And that isn't just our elected leaders, that's you being a leader. You can take the time to go on social media and be a part of helping people right now in this time, or you can be just one of these detractors that wants to bury their head in the sand or be mad at people or make this political. This is not a political issue. Governor J.B. Pritzker, who I did not vote for, but I think has been doing an admirable job in trying to keep up with all of this in a great big state with a city the size of Chicago, which when you're closing down the Chicago schools is a whole different thing than closing down Decatur schools, which is a whole different thing than closing down Mount Zion schools and Monroe Forsyth schools. He said yesterday, you know, we're way past easy decisions. There are no easy decisions left on the table. And real leadership comes out when you have to make the tough decisions. When you have to say, look, criticize all you want once we get through this. If we're fortunate enough to get through this and we all have the time and ability to criticize, I'll take it. But right now, we have to do what we have to do, including yesterday's incredibly tough decision to shut down bars and restaurants. But I would suggest to you, the only reason that decision was made because people wouldn't self-police. We have to have government. We have to have laws. We have to have police departments and sheriff's offices, because if people just followed common sense and followed the law, you wouldn't need all that, but people don't. So you've got to have leadership. We've had it on an incredible level with our folks here locally. We'll have the folks from District 61 here in a little bit to talk about how they're handling, you know, 9,000 kids not coming to school. They're doing some great things with the food and find out what's going on with virtual learning. Tomorrow morning, Dave Wendt will be with us from Monroe Forsyth Board of Trustees. They're doing the same thing out there. A little later today, we'll talk to Todd Mason, who's the owner of the Beach House, about how they're going to try to keep their employees paid and what they do throughout all of this. But if you think any of this is easy, I mean, you know what easy is? Easy is complaining on social media. Absolutely nothing at all. That is the easiest thing in the world you can do.
I'm going to disagree, Brian. The easiest thing you could do is the right thing. Just sit on your butt and watch Netflix. That's even easier.
I know, but I'm saying it's just easy to sit and go, I'm going to Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
This isn't Monday morning. This is every 15 minutes, every hour. These people are working around the clock. Kevin Greenfield, the Macon County Board Chairman, Julie Moore, the mayor of Decatur, are in the studios. A lot has happened since we last talked.
I will say, you know, you were mentioning Governor Pritzker. He personally called me again. Kevin, what day was that? Was it Friday? Or it seems, I don't know, that we've been together.
You've been on the phone with him several times.
Yeah, and I had a couple of questions from our healthcare professionals. He called me back within 10 minutes. He had the answers we needed to get back to our people, which I thought was pretty amazing because, you know, we aren't Chicago, but we still matter to the state of Illinois. Last night, you know, our bars and restaurants operate on really a razor-thin margin, and they're panicked about what this is going to mean for their business. I mean, they really are, because they need business to stay in business and pay their people. I sent a message to one of my contacts in the governor's office, you know, saying, what is the plan? How are we going to keep them in business? They are in a panic. Got back the following message. We will have a whole slate of resources available from the feds to announce as part of a forthcoming executive order and a large fact list to support. We have a working group in DCEO right now. You will hear from us by midday tomorrow. So we're looking for some relief. I was on the phone with Miranda yesterday, you know, saying how can we, you know, do some marketing strategies to, you know, as far as this, you know, businesses that don't traditionally do the pick up and go or the delivery services. What can we do here? The EDC was putting out things last night.
I would think that the city could, for instance, in downtown, because the curbside delivery is going to be allowed. Drive-thrus are going to be allowed. You know, that we could designate parking spaces in front of some of these restaurants to allow that to happen.
Absolutely. And we will do whatever we can. You know, it's all pretty fresh, and, you know, so we're trying to figure out, you know, how to get our restaurants all in, you know, kind of a similar place where they can say, hey, we are open, we will do, you know, we'll bring it to your car, something.
Yeah, and everybody in this fluid situation, I guess the best advice, is, look, it's okay to feel panicky, but don't panic in your behavior, whether it's hoarding groceries or toilet paper or whether it's, you know, writing these ridiculous things. You know, the governor of Ohio, who was a Republican, did the exact same thing yesterday. I can promise you, neither one of these men are
nobody wants to collapse their economy in any way. You know, if anything, you want businesses to thrive. The last thing you want to do is hurt business because it hurts everybody.
But if people won't self-police,
then we have to do what we have to do to protect the public, because that's the number one thing, is protecting the health and safety of the public.
It was irony to me watching this whole, and I don't know how the toilet paper thing started, but it is now a thing.
Oh, I got a report yesterday that somebody was scalping toilet paper in the Walmart parking lot.
You know, of course they will, or they'll try to sell it, or there's a fraud stuff going on with Amazon. But it is also a workable analogy for you to understand the danger of this disease and what it will do to the healthcare system if people overrun and panic. Mm-hmm. You running out of toilet paper today is the exact same thing as the hospital running out of ICU beds and ventilators tomorrow. You, this is how this all works. And you know, we've seen like the matchsticks, and you've seen like all of these sort of easy to understand visual references. I think the toilet paper thing is the exact, I mean, this is what will happen to our system if it's overrun.
Which is why such drastic measures are having to be had. You know, nobody likes this. Kevin and I were on the phone seven yesterday morning trying to figure out what was coming. And, you know, we've been hearing a lot.
But people are, we're fortunate in the manner that here in the United States, we haven't seen people die in mass groups, if we don't do anything, that's what's going to happen.
There's almost 400 people died in Italy yesterday, during a 24-hour period as this thing. And if you look at our numbers and watch the spike of cases, and what were there, 29 new cases mm-hmm. in Illinois yesterday, the first two in Sangamon County over the weekend, the first in Champaign, DeWitt County, Mattoon, you know, you're seeing this happen. And we do not have enough tests. But the important thing about the test, it's not that people want you to stay home and die. It's that most people are not going to die. Mm-hmm. But if everybody runs in at the same time, they're not going to be able to care for the ones that need. In Italy, and by the way, to the Trump supporters who just get irate about this stuff, go read what Newt Gingrich posted yesterday, who is in Italy. His wife is something to do with the Vatican and an ambassador. He is in Italy. He says this is going to take a World War II scale effort on behalf of the people of this country to tackle, because they are literally making choices about who lives and who dies in Italy right now.
And while, you know, we haven't seen an overrun in cases here yet, it's by taking these steps, we're doing everything we can to minimize it. And we have to really rethink how we do everything, you know, from regular meetings to, you know, just how we behave in public.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you getting? And I know we probably want to have as little physical contact as possible, but what are you hearing from the folks, just as the county board chairman, as the mayor, you know, behind the scenes? I know people are panic a little bit, and I understand.
People are very concerned. And yesterday it hit our restaurants and bars hard.
Yep.
It really did. And, you know, we've had a lot of communication from people saying, how am I supposed to survive? I don't think I'm going to make, I can't do 2 weeks without business. So we've got to figure out how to ease some of that. And Kevin and I were this morning before your show, you know, talking about what are we able to do that might ease the burden somewhat.
And, you know, I used to own a restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, Causes there in Mount Zion. I understand the frustration. I truly do. But on the other hand, the beginning of last week, Monday and Tuesday, when we started going to meetings, different things, I really wasn't buying into this either. I'm telling you what, I'm buying into it now.
Yeah.
I know a hell of a lot more than I did. And I'll tell you what, it's scary as can be. And if we don't do anything, we bury our head in the sand, we're going to be just like these other countries.
Well, I believe leadership in this state is working. And I thank both
of you
every day, because, you know, we all, Kevin, I mean, Nick and I walked through this thing for 3 weeks on the air about, you know, whether we.
I was right there with
you. And everybody has evolved. I look at this Dr. Fauci. We'll talk about that a little bit later today, Nick. But this guy, man, I mean, since AIDS, you know, he has been at the forefront of everything. And I would just suggest to the people who think this is political or somehow one party versus the other, this is the president's guy. Why are you not listening to him? He's the one out there. And basically yesterday on one of the Sunday morning shows called for what was going to be a national shutdown. And I think we're heading that way. I really do.
I agree.
Yeah, and okay, and what does that mean? And what does that look like? And we'll get to all of that. But we take this one day at a time. You tackle the things that are in front of you right now, and then you get up and you tackle the next thing. It's the only way you can do this.
And, you know, in just trying to look at, you know, the organizations that Kevin and I run, the question is, well, what can we do? Our people are not, for the most part, you know, they can't work from home. They've got to work on the streets, whether they're repairing, you know, the streets, broken water mains, they're the police department, the fire department. You know, those folks have to go to work. We need to do the best we can to protect them. I'm very happy that, you know, the new fire station we just opened has at least individual sleeping quarters instead of everybody in one big room.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to take steps today. Fortunately, we've got a couple of people that will miss tonight's council meeting so we can spread out. I am social distancing my council members during tonight's council meeting so that we are further apart than our usual.
And what are you doing about, I did read from the Champaign email, we get all the mm-hmm. stuff from local cities, that they're kind of, I don't know if they're like checking people as they come in, but they're asking if you're, you know, if you have a cold, if you have any illness, to not attend the council meeting.
Haven't done that yet, but I'll be talking with Scott Wrighton this morning and we'll see what we need to do. You know, we don't want to keep people out of
but right now it's also time to put all of the silliness aside.
Right. And we also, what we can do inside, we can still allow people to speak in the public meeting, but we can separate them in the seats to where you don't have, you know, five people in a row and we just block off seats. We don't have a really contentious meeting tonight, so hopefully we have the ability to space it out. So, you know, it's pretty routine.
There have been so many confusing, you know, messages, you know, coming out of everywhere. I think this whole, well, it doesn't impact you if you're young and healthy.
Not true.
Well, I mean, it probably isn't going to kill you,
right.
But what you can do is kill other people. And I think that part of the message was sort of lost on people as they said, well, you know, nothing for me to worry about.
Mm-hmm. But if grandma's the one taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
And the kids happen to have it, maybe they're not going to get sick, but if they're carrier, you know, we don't know enough about this disease. We just don't know.
The testing, kind of put on your hospital hat mm-hmm. for a minute here. We don't have enough tests in Illinois.
That's a problem.
Has been working. Governor Pritzker has been on that as
mm-hmm.
well. But it's not necessarily the A problem right now, meaning that if you feel symptomatic, if you think you have
this, call your doctor.
Call your doctor. And if you don't have a doctor, call the emergency room. Don't go
right.
to the emergency room.
Mainly because we have people in both emergency rooms all the time. And they're there because they may, you know, have other problems, a broken arm or whatever.
Right.
They don't need to be exposed if you, you know, conceivably are positive. They want to know before you come in so that you're not inside and we can redirect you to another area where you can be tested and we can keep you safe and keep the other people that we're taking care of
right.
safe.
Right. So don't show up at a dock in the box. Don't show up at these places. Call.
Call ahead.
And it's not because the people don't care. It's because they're trying to sort of look at the whole picture. And people, I think, often, and it's understandable, have a hard time seeing the whole picture because it's a very personal thing
right.
for them.
And I don't believe the health department can just give you a test without hearing from a physician mm-mm. either. So
the
you know,
parameters, by the way, yeah. on Nauticator.com, all of that, you can find this, all of this information about, I think I might have this. What do I do? That's literally a story on Nauticator.com. We'll walk you through, and then also the parameters of what the health department, now the health department is shutting their doors today. To prepare for screening areas. They're also kind of taking away, non-serious sort of stuff. Everybody's doing what they can do to clear the plate to make this as easy as possible. But you have to understand, no system is set up to deal with everybody at once. It's just not the way life works. And 9 times out of 10, 99,000 out of a... this isn't what life is like, but right now it is.
And I made the comment yesterday, this is not business like usual. It just isn't. These are times we've never seen before.
We don't have a manual to go open and say, here's what we've done in the past. We're okay, let's do this. You know, there's it's a whole new realm of things, and it's a whole new new area.
And I would just suggest to you that Apple's closed all of their stores. Nike closed all of their stores. If you think that they're doing this for political reasons, you're out of your mind. They're losing money. Now, yes, do they have reserves more so than a guy who owns a restaurant or a bar? You bet. But but they're not doing this just to sort of go along. They're doing this because they want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Working at home. We got an expert on with us later today, Nick. He's going to tell you how you can set up, and not break the bank and do it affordably, and how companies can communicate with their employees and best practices on how to do that. And we're a little worried about hackers, but yet Xfinity yesterday loaded up all of their and made all of their hotspots nationwide free for everyone. So companies are stepping up to make a difference.
And I haven't been there yet, but I understand the Herald and Review has dropped their pay. You must turn on to pay to see anything on there. Just to be another resource for
Absolutely.
People who are in their homes and may not have, 24-hour access to something else.
Well, I think that, we'll get accused of just scaring people. We're not hyping this. This isn't, you're not going to get garbage music and all that crap. We've got the stuff. It's there at Nauticator.com. We'll continue to cover everything that these folks do and our local leaders do. I would just point out to you, and I'll mention once again, I got an email from Sliders, one of our restaurants, that they're selling today. 40 gift cards, anywhere between $50 and $500, and they're going to take half of all that money and give it to their staff. So there's a way that without leaving your house, you can call their telephone number. I think they're going to be there around 11 a.m. this morning, 864-9227, and support them. You don't have to you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just literally go, there's the support. I did the same thing with the beach house last night. It took me 60 seconds to go online and buy five $50 gift cards. Nick, we'll give those away today for people to use after that restaurant reopens. A, showing you we're going to have a commitment. When you reopen, we're going to be there. But B, you can put a little influx of cash into their business. And you can do that with countless other organizations that are available. Pick your favorite. Pick the one you support. Pick the one you go to.
Yeah, and remember, we're all in this together. Everybody wants us to get through this as quickly as possible. And hopefully, by taking such drastic measures now, we will get through this much quicker than if we let it peak and we're all sick.
I think that we also, as people, we look at some of the negative stuff and we go, God, can you? I saw so much this weekend, two strangers at the grocery store taking a car key out and splitting a package of toilet paper.
That's how we are here.
No, but I saw these
much
people.
Much better than a scalper in the parking lot.
These workers at Walmart and Kroger and Aldi working just tirelessly, exhausted, and when they decided to change hours, both Walmart and Kroger, they communicated that. And the reason was we're getting stuff in trucks, but we don't have the people to even unload it because we're so overrun with customers. You got to consider some of this stuff before you just pop off on social media. Why don't you thank those folks?
And you know what? Here's the deal. If we're wrong, and this isn't any big deal.
And let's hope we are.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'd much rather be wrong that way than wrong the other way.
We're not wrong.
I know.
And I don't disagree with you that that's what leadership does. They go, look, you know what? If you want to blame us afterwards,
have at it.
Great. But this is what we have to do. And the science is there, and you can see it. But at the same time, you see all this great stuff. You know, I see these videos from Italy where people are singing out their balconies. I saw somebody doing an exercise. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, from one building to all the balconies.
People out on their balconies. And people are resilient. You know, they truly, truly are. And you just got to remember that. I told Nick earlier this morning, I'm not sure we would have won World War II if Facebook had been around. We've got to hunker down like our grandparents and great-grandparents did.
Kevin keeps saying, we've been through crisis before, and we've come through it, and we'll come through it better.
I'll tell you what, the people in Macon County are resilient.
Yep.
They are, and now's our time to shine, and I believe they will. I truly do.
I agree.
No doubt in my mind.
The financial help, I know there's small business loans. I know there's stuff coming from the EDC. I know we talked about a little bit about that, but we will get an extensive sort of informational piece out about that. There's going to be some places that are going to offer help, right?
Yes. In fact, we've already had some small businesses that have offered their resources, whether it's radios or, Bechtech offered if we needed some help either at the hospitals or, in the community. Dunn Company has offered if we need some sort of traffic, help. But people are stepping up saying, well, this is what we've got, and we can help in this way. Just let us know, which is amazing to me. Well, I shouldn't be amazed.
We talked about some things the city can do, some things the county can do. We're going to meet today, judges and I and state's attorney, and just see what kind of power it takes to, say, prolong the tax bill or drag it out over a period of time or something like that. So
So we don't know what there is available, but we're both working on what we can do as governmental bodies to maybe ease some of this pain right now.
All right. And what is your advice to just citizens out there? I mean, A, if you don't need to be out. Now, you can go out, go walk the bike trail. I mean, there's physical things you can go do.
And the other thing, if you've got a neighbor that's elderly, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and, I'm seeing old people walking in who shouldn't be out, and maybe they didn't have somebody else to go for them. But if you've got somebody who lives next door who really is that age class that shouldn't be out and getting exposed in the public, see what you can get for them and leave it on their front step. Yeah. You don't have to go in.
And that's exactly right. You just got to limit the exposure that you can for them because they are in the most danger. The way the young people were still going to bars and stuff, I got the feeling maybe the older people are the only ones going to be left because they're actually following advice and doing this. But you've got to be careful because they are our most vulnerable anyway.
Absolutely.
And they are the greatest danger of dying from this.
Well, my mom's in assisted living. She's been on lockdown since, I think, Friday. I haven't been able to see her, and I don't know when I'm going to get to see her.
But right now, you shouldn't. And as tough as that is and as hard as that is, that's what's best.
Well, it is. And it's she doesn't hear very well, so it's not like I can call her. So it's just, it's everybody's going through some tough times right now.
The hoarding is what I worry about.
Yeah.
I understand the gut instinct thing of I've got
to take. It's like every time we have the snowstorm, people are knocking each other over.
But I want to take care of mine. I understand that. But if we all buy a little as we need it, the supply chain will work. If we all run in and buy 10 times more than we need, it won't.
I did buy some deluxe napkins yesterday in case, we really run out. So I'll bring you some.
Are those kind of businesses talking to the city? I mean, are you having communications?
They have been from the supply chain side. The Illinois Manufacturers Association is assuring the governor that, we will get supplies here. It would just help tremendously if everybody didn't go bananas when a shipment comes in.
Yeah.
Get what you need, but not, everything you can carry.
All right, guys, we appreciate it, and I know there's meetings today, and there'll be more news coming out of all of this as we continue. This is a 24-hour news cycle right now, and it literally changes hour by hour. It's only a matter of time as more test kits arrive in Illinois as the Macon County Health Department gets set up with the hospitals. We're going to have positive tests because we have people that are positive right now. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
We just don't know who they are.
Yeah, and none of us do.
No. No.
I would tell you our company is putting protocols into place and have been for the last week about separating employees and people who are on air.
Maybe you ought to be not having us in public or in person, but calling in.
And we're doing as much of that as we can over the next days and weeks. And so you have to just sort of be serious about this.
And it's hard because naturally we shake hands. A hug. And it's like, we shouldn't be doing that. And especially as leaders, you really need to be setting an example, but it's just kind of our natural thing. I guess we're kind of like those teenagers who think we're immune.
Yeah.
We're not.
No, we're not. And that's the thing is, this isn't terrorism. This isn't something you stand up to. This isn't something that you show confidence in. This virus does not care. You just got to be careful. You got to be practical. You got to be sensible. And then before you just take to social media to criticize or yell or rant, think maybe you could spend that energy helping somebody else, and I promise you, you'll feel better afterwards. Macon County Chairman Kevin Greenfield and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for your leadership.
Stay safe, everybody.
It is important. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.